Wings Around the Globe by Bill Scollion, illustrated by the Disney Storybook Artists. When you hear the ding, turn the page. Wings Around the Globe. Dusty Crop Hopper did the same thing every day. Fly low, spray vitamin mulch on the crops, turn around, repeat. Dusty was a crop duster. He loved his job, but his dream was to become a world champion racer. After work, Dusty would always race his friend Chug, the fuel truck. One day, Dusty sprang an oil leak. Dottie, the mechanic tug, fixed him up and said, "You're just not built to race." Chug suggested that Dusty get Skipper to train him for the Wings Around the Globe rally. "He's a war hero," said Chug. "They say he flew hundreds of missions, but the old plane refused to help." At the tryouts, Dusty was nervous. Only the 5 fastest planes would go to the big race. Dusty revved his engine and zoomed down the course. He zipped around each turn and quickly roared across the finish line. Dusty finished in 6th place. With his dreams dashed, he sadly returned home. Then he got some great news. The plane that came in 5th dropped out. "You're in," declared the race official. Dusty's friends cheered. Skipper finally agreed to coach Dusty for the race. Dusty tried to catch the tailwinds, but he was afraid to get that high. "Sooner or later, you'll have to face that fear," said Skipper. In New York, Dusty met Bulldog, the snooty British plane, El Chupacabra, Mexico's masked champion, and Ishani, the sleek racer from India. The fastest racer of all was Rip Slinger, the Green Tornado. But being fast didn't make him nice. "Good luck, farm boy," Rip Slinger sneered. During the race, Dusty struggled to keep up. He was in last place. Even though it slowed him down, he helped Bulldog land safely after the British plane sprang a leak. The next hurdle was racing across the Himalayas, the world's tallest mountains. As the other planes climbed high above the mountains, Dusty followed the railroad tracks. He flew right into a narrow tunnel. Flying through the tunnel was scary, but when Dusty came out on the other side, he was in first place. Rip Slinger was angry. He came up with a plan to knock Dusty out of the race. Soon the racers headed out across the Pacific Ocean bound for Mexico. Rip Slinger's henchman, Zed, snuck up on Dusty and broke his antenna. Without it, Dusty didn't know his position and he wandered far off course. Lost, Dusty began to run out of fuel. Luckily, 2 jets found him. He landed on an aircraft carrier. It was the same ship Skipper had served on. But the carrier's wall of fame only listed 1 mission with Skipper's name. Dusty got back to the race, but he flew into a terrible storm and was badly damaged. He made it to Mexico, where the skipper confessed that after only 1 mission, he had been afraid to fly. "You have to try," said Dusty. "You taught me that." Dusty was in still need of repairs. One by one, the other racers gave Dusty their spare parts. "Now I can fix you," shouted Dottie. During the final leg of the race to New York City, Zed and his buddy Ned tried to knock Dusty out of the sky. But Skipper came to the rescue. "Skipper," yelled Dusty, "you're flying." "Thanks to you," said Skipper. "Now go get him." Dusty flew as fast as he could to catch Rip Slinger. He knew the time had come. He put his nose up, found the courage to fly higher than he ever thought he could. The strong tailwinds rocketed Dusty forward, just like Skipper said they would. He shot past Rip Slinger and crossed the finish line first. Dusty won. Dusty Crop Hopper was the first crop duster to win the Wings Around the Globe rally. His dream had come true with the help of Skipper and all of his friends.